and everything. It's an honor. Is it all right if I move this right here? Just set it back here. I get to running. I may knock it down. Man, it's an honor to be here tonight. I have been so excited about having the opportunity to come here and preach God's word. And most everyone here knows me. I'm Daniel Gaddis. I surrendered to the ministry while going to Union Chapel Baptist Church. It's the first time I've been in this church. I surrendered in the other church, but Lord knows that other building don't make up the church. Amen. Union Chapel is still Union Chapel and the people that make up, and I am blessed tonight to be able to come in and be able to share just a little portion of God's word tonight with y'all. I've been excited and nervous as all get out. Y'all all know me. Y'all remember me. I still get nervous. I mean, that ain't nothing changed there. Anytime you're going to get up in front of people and tell people about Jesus Christ and what he's done in your life and what he can do in their life and how he can change them, listen, you'll get nervous. I promise you. But I thank God for what he's done in my life and how he's used me and my family. And I thank you again for allowing me to be able to come out and preach God's word. And before we get started tonight, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we just come to you right now, just petition the throne room of heaven right now, just for each person that's represented in here tonight, Lord. Lord, you know our hearts in here, and you know what we stand in need of, Father. Father, you know if we've got sin in our life tonight, and you know if we lost tonight, Lord. And Lord, I pray right now that the conviction falls on whoever it needs to be tonight, Father. Father, I pray that you just set me down and stand you up, Lord. Lord, they don't want to hear from me. They want to hear from you tonight, Father. And Father, I pray right now that you just sweep through this place. I pray your presence be so thick in this place, Lord. Lord, that ever who's under conviction has to move tonight, Lord. Lord, that they can't sit in that seat, Lord, that they have to get to the altar tonight, Father. Father, I pray that you convict in here tonight, Lord. Lord, I pray for a move of God in here tonight, Father. Father, you know what we need, Lord. Lord, we know that you're faithful to provide, Father. Father, be with us in here. God, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. The title of my message tonight is Characteristics for a Move of God. Characteristics for a Move of God. We're in a battle each and every day. This world we living in, we in bad shape. And that's just the truth of the matter tonight. And we need Jesus Christ to move on each and every one of us. We are coming into a new year now in 2025. And that's my prayer for each and every person that we have a move in our life of Jesus Christ, that he moves on us, that we live for him, that we do what we're called to do for his honor. And I pray tonight that you're where you need to be. I know at times it feels like the enemy is winning, but I can promise you tonight that I know who wins in the end. And I know that I'm on the winning side, and I pray that you're on the winning side tonight. That's my goal. Listen, if you're in here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, listen, you need to know him. Listen, you need to fall on your face and humble yourself before Jesus and get right with him before it's too late. Because we're living in the last days. But we need a move of God on our lives. And it ain't tonight that God don't want to move. He's just waiting on us. That's the way it is always in my life. I be wanting a move of God, and I want God to move on me. And Lord, I want you to do this, but it's always me he's waiting on. I've always got something going on, or I've got something in my life that's hindering me from what I need to, from where I need to be. And tonight, I pray that we all get to where we need to be in God Almighty. We live in such a depraved, dark nation right now. And we need the church to wake up. Listen, the church is falling asleep. Listen, we're sitting back and we're watching all that's going on. We've probably got more churches than we've ever had. But although we got less impact on our nation and country than we've ever had, because we're sitting back and we're asleep, we've lost our saltiness. We don't have God moving in our life. I don't know what it is. When I get bad nervous, I have to drink a little water. I get so chapped I can't talk. But we've lost our saltiness as the church. I'm going to give you three characteristics tonight. Simple message. Three characteristics of a move of God. Number one, a brokenness and repentance from the conviction of God. We need a brokenness and repentance. In 2 Corinthians 7, verse number 10, says, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." Listen, conviction, sorrow, listen, it can lead to either to repentance or it can lead to death. Which one are you going to choose tonight? In Matthew 3 and 2, verse number 2, says, "And saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Repent. If you're going to have a move of God, it starts with the people of God. The problem is us. It's hard to get us out of the way. We've drifted so far from God. We need to get back to Him. We need to get the sin out of our life. We'll never have a real move of God till we get to sin and get out of our life and get real with God. That's it. It's easy to come in and tell the preacher. It's easy to have lip service. Boy, I see it since I surrendered to the ministry and preach. You see it all the time. And people, you ask somebody if they say, "Yes, I'm saved. I know Jesus Christ," and they'll go on. But the fruits they bear don't line up. The fruits they bear don't line up. It's easy to come in and pull the wool over the preacher's eyes. But God knows exactly where your heart is tonight. You're not going to hide it from Him. You're not going to hide that sin that's in your heart. Listen, He already knows it's there. Listen, He's wanting you to get rid of that sin tonight. Listen, He wants to move in your life. Listen, this new year coming up, He wants to move in each and every one of us. He wants to use you in this new year. But you're going to have to repent and get that sin out of your life and give it to Him. So many times, and you say it so many times, especially in the church, we want to compare ourselves to somebody else in the church. Well, my sin is not as bad as so-and-so's sin. I see what so-and-so does, and I'm not as bad as they are. so-and-so is not your standard. So-and-so, listen, my dad, I know my dad back there, and he won't care to let me use him as a reference. It's easy for me to say, I've been living better than him. It's easy for me to say, hey, I've been doing better than Dad has. I'm on top of the world. Ain't nothing wrong. I may have a little sin in my life, but hey, that's okay because I'm living better than he is. I'm okay. Listen, my standard is not my dad. My standard is Jesus Christ. And when I try to measure up to him, I fail every time. You fail every time. Because he's perfect and we'll never be perfect. Never be perfect as long as we're here. But it's so easy to clean up on Sundays and Wednesdays and come to church and play the part. Well, I've seen it time and time again. It's easy to play the part. It's easy to give lip service. But are you truly living for Jesus Christ? Are you where you need to be with him? Or do you need to repent and get back to him? We need that yearn for God Almighty in our life. That desire to live for him. It's so easy sometimes just to get away from what you need to be doing. Man, you let some little sin get in, and listen, I can promise you as a church, old devil knows exactly where the weakest link is in here. You hear me? He's not going to go for the strongest one. Listen, he'll go for the weakest link in there, and he'll try to get in. And listen, you let a little bit of sin get in, and then a little more, and then it gets easier. And before you know it, it's affecting everything that you do. There's somebody in here tonight that's dabbling in sin. Lord, I was in there this evening and I was praying and studying. You say, well, what preacher don't know? What nobody knows about? What's going on behind closed doors? It ain't going to make a difference. Well, what's going on? Nobody knows anything about what I'm doing. God knows. And he's the one that matters. And if you're going to have God move upon your life, you're going to have to get that unrepented sin out. It's the only way it's going to work tonight. Listen, God wants you to come home. He wants you to get back to where you need to be with him tonight. There's somebody in here tonight, listen, that it's not where they need to be. Listen, you ain't on fire like you used to be. You ain't doing the things that you used to do. I don't know who you are. But there's somebody that's not where they need to be in here tonight. A brokenness and repentance from the conviction of God. When God convicts. Number two, there will be a joyful obedience. A joyful obedience to the word of God. A joyful obedience. We ought to be able to come in tonight and say, I'm not leaving the same way I came in. Listen, God's word still stands. Listen, it's unwavering. It's not outdated tonight. Listen, same things that was us sin in the past, that was sin back then in the Bible, listen, it's still sin today. Listen, there's nothing that's changed. But we live in a time where we afraid to step on somebody's toe. We're afraid to offend somebody. That's the way this world is right now. Hey, I'm telling you right now as a preacher, listen, I see it all the time with other preachers, and I know Brother BJ ain't like this because I come up under his preaching. I know how Brother BJ preaches. But listen, I want you to know that the preachers have got to where they scared to step on somebody's toe. Listen, they want to preach what tickles people's ears. Man, you see it all the time. My wife showed me a TikTok this week, a video with on there. And man, them things get me. Listen, it's world. Hey, I'm telling you, it's dark. And this young man gets on there, and he's talking, and he's talking about going to this church and being welcome into the church, saying the church is supposed to welcome him in. But the preacher got to talking about sin, the sin that he was living in. And that boy is on there, and he's talking about how he didn't feel welcome in that church because the preacher preached. And then you go into the comments, and they're like, well, you can go and find another church. You can go find a church where they'll make you feel welcome. Listen, we live in a world where you can't even preach on sin anymore. Listen, people get their feelings hurt, and they get up and they go out the door, and they go try to find them another church that accommodate the way they live. Instead of us changing the way we're living and living like we should be living for God. Listen, I growed up in a time when you come into the church building and the preacher got up and he laid it out there. And most of the time he was reading my mail. And I swore sometimes my parents was going to him and telling him what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? He had to be, because the preachers always know exactly what I've been up to. But listen, you didn't get up and run out of the church and go find another church. What you done is you got in that altar and you got yourself right with the Lord. Hey, listen, you repented and you got that sin out. Hey, and then you started living for him like you should be. But this time we're living in now, we just leave and we go somewhere else. We go where somebody will say it's okay. Hey, I can sit up here and tell you this. I know one where preaching on alcohol and being drunk, he got up and went to another church that said it was okay. Told the preacher, said, hey, I go to a church now where it's all right for me to do that. Still sin. Still sin. I don't care what church you're in. Hey, the word of God said it was sin, and it's still sin. Word don't change. But we ought to have joyful obedience in serving our Lord and Savior. Listen, sometimes it's difficult to stick with the word. There ain't no doubt. Sometimes it's hard, and I'm going to tell you, especially as a preacher, but God is always faithful to be right there and help you. No matter how hard it gets, he's always there. He'll never leave you or forsake you, and you can hold on that. Hey, I'll let you down. Hey, Brother BJ, he'll let you down. We man, we flesh, but God will never let you down. Don't look to man. Listen, we live in a world where we don't want to stand on the word of God. And God's not going to show up where his people is not standing on the word of God. We've got to stand on the word of God, not only in a church building, but listen, when we outside the church, we've got to be living for, they ought to be joyful, obedience. When we leave the church building and we go to our workplaces and we go to our jobs, listen, but there ought to be joyful obedience and serving Jesus Christ in that. Listen, I've told it and told it time again. When I get up to go to my job in the morning, I don't go to work to satisfy my boss. He's not the one I'm worried about. I'm worried about living for Jesus. And as long as I'm living for Jesus and I'm doing what Jesus, all that other is going to work out. Hey, my boss is going to be satisfied with my work and what I do. It's about Jesus and nothing else. But so many churches lost their saltiness. Listen, being that light to this world, and we need to get back to that. But we have Christians, we have believers. Listen, that we try to live as worldly as we can to fit in with everybody else and still try to be Christians too. You see it all the time. People nowadays, they don't want, what they want is just enough Jesus to keep them out of hell. That's it. We want just enough Jesus that I ain't got to worry about hell, that when I leave here, I can have heaven. But listen, I don't want to have to live for Jesus while I'm here. He saves us and he saves you so you could glorify him while you're still here. But we don't want to live like that. We want just enough. Listen tonight, it don't work like you. Hey, when Jesus, you get all Jesus. You hear me? Hey, he's going to change lives. When you meet the Jesus I met, listen, he's going to change everything. Listen, if you come to the altar and you got up and you went back doing the same old things you was doing before, you didn't meet the same Jesus I met. You hear me? How that conviction eats you up one side and down the other. Listen, when I'm not doing right, when I'm messing up, I can promise you that. Jesus will change you. We're living in the darkest times I believe there's ever been. We've took God out of everything. And then we expect a move of God on our lives. God is not going to move in your life if you don't have repentance and joyful obedience. It's not going to happen. We ought to, as Christians, we ought to have joyful obedience in everything we do. Like I said, when the preacher get up and get to preaching, He get preaching on something we've been doing. Hey, we go and get ourselves right. Don't get mad at the preacher. Hey, he's just a messenger. You hear me? He's just preaching the word. That's it. Hey, ain't no sense in getting mad at him. What you need to do is get in the altar and get yourself right with the Lord. Listen, we got to have joyful obedience. Number three, there will be complete surrender to the Spirit of God. Complete surrender to the Spirit of God. In Galatians, turn over here to Galatians. Galatians 5, verses 24 and 25 says, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." Complete surrender. In this new year, 2025, have you completely surrendered to the Spirit of God? Said, "Lord, whatever you want, whatever you'd have me do, that's what I want to do in my life. Listen, I want to obey you. I want to follow you. Whatever it is that you'd have me do." There's a time in my life where the Lord was calling me. Like I said, a lot of y'all know me, and I don't even know. This is the first time I've ever preached in this building. It's the first time I've preached in here. I preached in the old building a few times. And I don't know if I ever really give my testimony about some of the things that had happened there when I was dealing with surrendering to preach and the things going on. But in a summed up, I've been dealing with surrendering to preach. I knew the Lord had been calling me, and I'd been running. I'm talking about just as hard as I could. Anything and everything that I could do, I told the Lord, I struggle with. I said, Lord, I'll do anything but preach. Don't make me get up in front of people. I don't like it. I just don't. Hey, I was sick as a dog today, you know, when I was coming here. But hey, I want to do what God would have me to do. Hey, I might get nervous, and it may scare me to death. But I want my Lord to be number one in my life. And for him to be number one, I had to surrender to do what he'd called me to do. Nothing going to work out till I'd done what the Lord wanted me to do. But I can remember, boy, I'm talking about dealt with it a long time. Lord calling me. And man, I just, anything, Lord, but preaching. Let me be a Sunday school teacher, a deacon. Hey, it don't matter, just not preaching. Just can't do it. Boy, it was bad. I went on there and I struggled with it. And we had another gentleman, Brother Ricky Stanford, had surrendered to the ministry. And I can tell you who I called. He won't care. I called Brother Kevin to the side one day right out here in the parking lot. And I had to get it off my chest. Most of the time I could get it off my chest, I tell somebody about it, and I get it, and I was good for a little while. He just made it worse. Boy, I was running, struggling. I mean, Sunday nights was the worst. I worked at Fulton at night on night shift, and my drive to work every Sunday night, I just squall all the way to work. I mean, get out at work, and then people be like, what in the world's wrong with your eyes? Swelled plumb up shut nearly from crying. Get off work in the morning, them boys will call me on the way home. Man, what's wrong with you? Man, you ain't been yourself. Hey, there's something going on. You don't even act right. I said, look, I'm dealing with some things. I'm all right, though, but I'm dealing with some things. And I went on and on there. And one night I was going to go to the gym and work out. And I ain't even tell my wife. She's mad at me. She found out. Called Brother BJ. I said, BJ, I've got to talk. Are you where you can talk? He said, yeah. I went to Brother BJ's house and went in there. And I sat in there and talked with him and squalled and cried. And BJ said, you could surrender. All you got to do is give it to him. I said, no, I can't do it. He said, you can surrender right now. I said, I can't do it. I said, BJ, I got up and left out of his house. And that's the way I left him. I said, I can't do it. Just squalling. 3 or 4 months rocked on there. And I'm telling you, when the Holy Spirit's working on you, when the Lord's wanting you to do something, he'll make you miserable. And it rocked on there, and I won't ever forget the Sunday I surrendered. I got up that morning, couldn't sleep. It went in there and cut the TV on, and my two babies I got back here, one of them's bigger than me now. And they come in there and got in my lap. I was in the recliner, and I had one in one arm and one in the other, and I was rocking them. And I was watching Charles Stanley on the TV. And he was talking about a young man that was being called to the ministry and was fighting and wouldn't do it. I sat in there squalled, rocking them kids. I said, Lord, I just about to the end of it. I can't. I have fought it long as I can fight it. I said, Lord, I don't want to do this. It's not the calling I wanted on my life, I can tell you. Man, I could just as easy be the guy that comes in the back door and sits right back yonder, and the first one guy hit the door when it's over with. That was me. We come in one Sunday, or that Sunday there after I'd been in there with the kids in the recliner. We come into church over at the old building. Won't ever forget it. BJ had got up and announced that he was going to be coming out of 1 Peter. I said, I'm going to make it. So I'm going to fight through one more. One more Sunday. Hey, it done got down to, I was going Sunday to Sunday. You hear me? It was bad. Just trying to make it. The Lord just, I didn't want to do that. I'm telling you. And it might be somebody in here that's fighting. Not wanting to do something that the Lord has called them to do. But listen, we got there, and BJ got up there. And he said, Lord, change my mind. I'm going to be coming out of Jonah. I said, it's over. That's what I told myself sitting there. I said, it's over. Listen, I had wrestled with the Holy Spirit all I could wrestle. I had went as far as I could. I had fought. Listen, there may be some of you in here that's wrestling with that same Holy Spirit right now. Listen, you may have sin in your life, and that Holy Spirit be convicting you tonight, and you sitting there in that pew, and you don't want to move. You don't want to get up and go to the altar and get right with Him. You don't want to get saved. Listen, you can get up and come up here. You can be saved tonight. God can change you. Stop wrestling with that Holy Spirit. Listen, it was the best thing. Listen, is it easy? No, ain't nothing about it been easy. But man, I seen a move of God in my life. Man, I've seen God move in my life. I've seen God move in my wife's life. I've seen God move in my kids' life. Because I surrendered to what God wanted me to do. Listen, stop fighting with the Holy Spirit. Stop fighting with what God is wanting you to do. Listen, it's time for us to surrender. It's time for us to go to war for our families. Listen, ain't nobody else going to fight for your wife and your spouse and your kids and grandkids. Listen, it's time for us to roll up our sleeves. Listen, get right with the Lord. Hey, repent and get back to Him. Have joyful obedience. Surrender to what He wants in your life. Hey, listen, start living for Him and let Him move in your life and see what God can do. Stop struggling trying to do stuff on your own. As far as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's it. That's what we need to stand on that, each and every one of us in here. My life by no means is where it needs to be. But I'm not where I'm used to be. He's still working on me. And He's going to continue to work on me till He calls me home. Listen, I'm not ready to go yet. Listen, I'd love to see my kids grow up and get married and see grandkids. But whenever my time comes, I know that I'm going to get to see my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, I've got a home in heaven. Listen, I'm doing what the Lord has called me to do. It may scare me to death and everything else, but listen, I'm still doing what God would have me to do. Listen, tonight, I don't know what you have going on in your life. I don't know what your struggles is. I have no idea. But I know each and every one of us in here need the move of God in our life. If you're in here tonight and you've never been saved, listen, you can be saved tonight before you leave here. Man, what better way to start the new year? The first Sunday of the new year. Saved. A child of God. If you're in here and you say, well, I've been saved. I know Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I haven't been living like I should be living. I've got sin in my life, and hey, somebody in here like it. I ain't, Lord. Somebody needs got some sin in their life tonight. Somebody needs to get right with the Lord. Somebody needs to quit fighting that Holy Spirit, that conviction. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. If you want to see God move tonight, as they come with a song of invitation, if you want to see God move in your life, listen, give it to Jesus.